Thank you, Nadine, and Happy New Year to you all. Before we go and unpick God's word to us today, let's just have a quick prayer. Lord, I pray that you open our ears, you open our hearts to the message you want to give us. Lord, these words are not my words, they're your words. Help us to hear the message you want us to on the start of a new year. Amen. In thinking about what we could talk about for today, how we can explore the kind of message that God kind of wants to bring us, rather than just kind of do the traditional, well, it's a new year, we can make a new start, we'll have our New Year's resolutions. Actually, God gave me the message, the idea of actually starting right at the end of Matthew's Gospel. So our reading today is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, and that can be found on page 1000 in the church Bibles, which is always a nice round number. When the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go, when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's really easy in the time between Christmas and New Year to kind of forget about the real significance of Christmas. This helpless baby gets born to a teenage bride in a very male-dominated society 2,000 years ago. And in today's 20th century, when there's a mass of Christmas decorations, trees, food, presents, which tends to start in about September, that message gets lost. The first question I have for you: how important is Jesus to you? Yep, we're not going to start easy. We're going to start with a big question. Time to wake you all up. So if you're at home, give yourself a shake. If you're here, talk to the people you've come with. Talk to the people next to you. Think about, how important is Jesus to you? Off you go. Okay, it's always a shame to bring your discussions to a close. Whether it's still early in the new year, or you're still recovering from such a simple question to start with, or there's a bit less of you, the chat was a little quieter, but maybe you were thinking along some of the lines of, Jesus is the light of the world, he brings hope in darkness, he gives us life, he gives us forgiveness for our sins. How important is Jesus to me? I owe Jesus my spiritual life. And yet there are times, I can think of at least one time, I owe Jesus my physical life through believing in him and him reaching out to rescue me. If you want to know more about that, come and have a chat with me another time. In the midst of all Christmas and in the midst of getting ready for the new year, we can forget that this baby ultimately dies for us, for our sins. Jesus really is important to everyone. He is vital to everyone. We see a world which is getting increasingly grim, increasingly desperate, very troubling, very worrying. Almost, you could say, 2023 could only be worse than 2022 if there was a complete nuclear holocaust. Yep, I'm really here ready to start with all the really exciting messages. But Jesus is alive. He's died. He's resurrected for us. And that gives us hope. A comedian I quite like listening to is Dave Gorman. And he has a brilliant bit in some of his stand-up where he creates a found poem and he goes to the bottom of the internet or the comments page on various newspapers That's always worthy of a good cheer up if you're having a bad day. But interestingly, some of the comments that I've seen recently have been from people, perhaps who don't go to church, commenting that as the amount of Christianity seems to leave the country, things seem to be getting worse. Coincidence? Opportunity? Well, here's the opportunity, Matthew 28. We are right after Christmas, we're at the start of a new year. So, my next question. What stops you and me from telling other people about Jesus? Discuss. Again, there's a nice buzz of conversation. Clearly, you're starting to warm up for this. What a shame that we're only here for an hour and not an hour and a half, because I think by the end of it, there'll be some real conversation going on. What stops us from telling others about Jesus? Fear. Feeling of inadequacy. Don't think I'm any special for you just because I'm stood 4 inches above the ground. I am exactly the same as you lot. I get scared, I get frightened of talking to people. I don't like talking to people I don't know. It's easy to shy away and hide from the fact that I know about Jesus. But that's wrong. Jesus is amazing. He's great. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's a tiny baby. He's a man who dies for our sins on the cross. He does it all every year. It's always good to know. We always get reminded every year, Jesus is born. He lives. He teaches, he saves, he sacrifices himself for our sins. We are forgiven. And every year we're told to go and tell people about Jesus. But it's hard. But the good news is Jesus and God doesn't let us do it alone. John chapter 14, worth reading when you get home. Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit. He talks about our comforter, our counselor, our supporter. The ability of any of us, for Rob, for Sarah, for Joe, for Nadine, for myself to stand up and talk to you at the front is not because we think we can do it on our own. It is because we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. When we're telling people about Jesus, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. When people say, how did you get through COVID? Our faith got us through COVID. How did we as a family get through the difficult times we faced with illness? We got through it through our faith. How the people who have opened their homes to Ukrainian refugees within this church, getting through some very tricky and challenging cultural situations, they are getting through it with their faith in Jesus. They are getting through it with the Holy Spirit helping them. To help us, and I'm telling myself as much as anyone, to help us talk to the people we work with, our friends, our work colleagues, people at school, people we see at clubs. To tell them about Jesus, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. The Holy Spirit will give us the words. So my last question for you. Who could you mention to Jesus about first? Who is the first person you're going to tell about Jesus? Discuss. Again, it's a shame to draw such kind of big and momentous discussions to yourself, but I do encourage you to have these discussions with your family, with your friends, the people you live with, the people you see. Encourage each other to tell people about Jesus. So let's just finish in a quick prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the gift that you gave us through your son Jesus, born humbly, willingly gave his life as service for those he met, gave his life for us that we may be saved and we may have ongoing life. Help us in a world crying out for your love, in a world crying out for the light of Jesus, to be more ready, to be more able to share in the good news of Jesus, to tell our friends, to tell the people we work with, to the people at school, just how great Jesus is. Open our eyes and open our hearts to those opportunities, Lord. Amen.